Next, we want to meet a musician who thinks unconventionally. Edgar Meyer plays the double bass, an instrument as tall as he is. Yet Meyer once played that gigantic instrument in a fiddle contest and won. On that double bass, he also played Bach music written for the cello. During the 1990s, Meyer made his living playing with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center and also doing studio gigs in Nashville. He's played with everyone from Garth Brooks to Yo-Yo Ma, which gives you some sense of his versatility. Here's how Edgar Meyer describes his music in his own words.
My father was a bass player. One of my father's brothers was a bass player, and my mother's only brother was a bass player. My father played all the string instruments, but he was a bass player primarily, and he taught elementary, junior high, and high school orchestra, and he played the violin badly and the bass well. So one had the impression living in our house that violin was kind of a nasty instrument, and the bass was a very natural way to spend your time. There's certain types of melodies that work on the bass and there's certain ones that don't. The more difficult they are to sing, the less likely that they will work. A lot of the time when you're going for a note, you're doing what a vocalist has to do, which is you've got to reach for it. I mean, you can't just stick your finger down and get that next note. A lot of being a studio player, the adrenaline rush is pleasing the producer and or the artist. And as soon as you do that, you go, oh. I mean, it was a big deal to play, my first commercial recording of that wasn't playing background strings on a Christian record or something was doing a bass solo on a Vince Gill record. There was some thrill factor to that, but in the long run, going in and getting that quick rush of satisfying somebody probably doesn't work for me. I would rather satisfy myself, which is a much more horrendous undertaking. It is physical. Playing difficult things actually can make one winded. The same way that an audience gets something from Pavarotti going up the top of his range, part of that thrill is they know physically how outrageous that is. Even though I would not wish to make even an important part of my communication to be about the extreme sport of bass playing, I think the effort that it does take is part of the voice. Just getting from A to B, it's a long way.
Bass player and composer Edgar Meyer. We heard from him as part of Musicians in Their Own Words, which is a series produced by David Shulman and NPR's Jeffrey Freimanweyer.